KB4CBA Mobile.
N4ZLK Mobile.
ZLK, KB4CBA, how are you this afternoon?
Well, out here running some errands, going to drop a car off at the body shop, pick up a rental car, not necessarily in that order, and then probably head back home. How are you?
I played some tennis earlier, and it was really nice, and it's kind of clouded up now, though. But anyway, it's still a nice day, and I'm going to the doctor to talk with them about my test results for some blood work. But anyway, so were you involved in an accident or something?
First one in 20-something years, or I guess the last one was 99, 98. What is that? Is that 20 years? I don't know. That's not 20 years. Anyway, 2000, yeah. More than 20 years. Yeah, it was very minor. Brand new driver, just got his permit, and he was out on the four-lane road on Lawrence Road with his dad for the first time on four lanes and ran into the back of us. It wasn't bad at all, but it did a little bit of damage.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's a royal pain, even if it's minor, and it's not your fault. It's just the pain that you got to go get a rental, you got to take your car to get it fixed and all that, So, anyway, I've been there and done that. The last one I had was in a parking lot. A lady backed into me, but the insurance company, even though the officer's off, I can't even talk. It was her fault. The insurance company evidently can override law enforcement and say, no, y'all just, pay for it out of your own insurance. And, so I had to pay for my repair. She had to pay for hers.
It's interesting. I know some states, like Florida, I think, they can kind of divvy up who's at fault. Say you were 20% at fault and the other person's 80% at fault, and they kind of bill the insurances that way. But I didn't realize it was like that here. I thought it was somebody's at fault, and whoever's at fault, that insurance has got to cover it.
It normally is, but evidently in a parking lot, I don't know, maybe there's something different. There is a thing called contributory negligence. So you can be charged with, like, part of the accident, a certain percentage, like you say. So, that happens.
Generally, parking lots are private property, and unless it's a major incident, police usually don't write up a report. But they may write a report for the insurance, but they won't ticket or anything like that, from what I understand, because unless they've got some agreement, with the property. I don't know.
You see, this property is under the jurisdiction of so-and-so, law enforcement. So, anyway, but I don't think this was in Publix there in Wade Hampton. I don't think there was any sign there, but Highway Patrol came, and he wrote it up. So, anyway, but, over and done with. Got the car fixed, and $3,600 worth of damage in a parking lot. Can you believe it?
Right now, $2,700 and some change, just little glance off the back left driver's side. The gate, lift gate, and the bumper. But anyway, I'm pulling into the rental car place, Dave, so I'll let you go. I just wanted to say good afternoon. Hope you're doing well. And four, is that okay? I'll be...
And good to talk to you, and hope things continue or else go well for you there. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. 73 KB4 CBA Mobile.